Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Baby, what you wanna do? Shoot your shot, cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. Just touch it, have you wildin'? Last minute kiss to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Dip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs and buts, maybe. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't a hold up on that shit, I hate waiting. Do, do, do. Shoot your shot, I'm impatient. This type shit had you wildin'. Last minute trip to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it, cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me you outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I lie. No, I need it more than just one time. Two times, a few times. You know that I need it from you, baby, right?
Down on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wave. Boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side. Call my homegirl, play your best friend. Because
Don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I'm trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
Make me stand up and swear to hold it. Make your head Let it burn. My job show and prove. I've seen enough, I wanna feel the truth. Put your voodoo on me, babe. Kiss my lips and curse me, babe. Show me how you do your magic, babe. Lead me to your secret jungle, babe.
Yeah, you're walking down on my mind.
Whoa.
You in my dreams all the time.
Whoa.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP, and you are in the love zone. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Oh, diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? Some of the music, I like all the music that I load into my file, but certain songs... Girl, they make you go see. Ooh, honey, I'm trying to tell you. R. Kelly make you, that's baby making me. That's that float. Child, let me stop. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Diva. You got yours on?
Absolutely.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. We love you to participate. Now, I want to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Kareel the Poet. Without him, there would be no us. Thank you, Lance. Diva, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you the question. What is your stimulation? Is it visual, cerebral, or physical? I mean, what reaches you deepest?
It wasn't so ambiguous as I thought it was, because at first I was like, I'm all three. But the cerebral is my stimulation, and that turns me on the most because, you know, a lot of people have said, if you can get in my mind, you can get in my heart. So, and then with the cerebral, you can imagine anything. You can have a, you know, a really sexy imagination. You know, you could be a, there's a lot of creative juices flowing in the cerebral, if you get my drift. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, the physical too, Lord. But the cerebral is mine. What about you, Diva?
Oh, baby, you got to definitely, definitely stimulate me mentally. It's so easy to give up the body, you know what I mean? And that physical thing. And yeah, I'm a little superficial. I like a cute face. And I have a preference. I mean, everybody has a preference. I've always been a sucker for it.
That's true.
But
true.
I've learned over the years that, you know, that outward appearance, it doesn't mean shit when it comes down to your character. The content of your character, because you could be a really crappy person and treat people crappy and be really, really handsome. I mean, very, very just gorgeous and just be an asshole all around. So, you know, and I consider myself a fairly intelligent woman. I ain't slow, that's for sure. So I like a good conversation. You know what I mean? Because I like to, honestly, I like to get to know the person. I like to talk and make friends with them and see how they really are. You know what I mean? All the rest of that shit, that's fake. That physical appearance, that touch, yeah, it depends on the relationship. But physically, honey, I'm speaking from experience because the gravity didn't kick in, okay? So, yeah, it's definitely cerebral for me. Get in my head, man. I'm so serious, you know. But I like that. I like that. Now, Diva. Mm-hmm. Diva.
Yeah.
We want to know what you got going. No, wait a minute. Oh, child, R. Kelly got me all messed up. Hold on. What? I'm trying to say I'm feeling that slow wine thing. Make you move your hip. Okay. All right.
All right.
Slow down. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? I don't even know what I do with my phone and mute myself. Hold on. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, since I just finished this about an hour ago, I did not title it, but if I were, oh, no. Let's just leave it untitled. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I could be visual because I'm a voyeur, but it's the cerebral that turns me on. If you get in my head by your intellect, conversation, and personality, and we're digging each other, eventually I'll end up by your side as your best friend, your lover, and in your bed. I could be physical, but many can do what I could do. However, you sent off echoes of sound, words of potential, positivity, safety that infiltrated my brain. And frankly, I've never been the same. My brain is the sexiest part of me. So what turns me on the most is the cerebral, because I can imagine, create, remember sights and sounds. So step into my world. Step into forever. See how life could be with me. That peace.
Step into forever. That's what I'm talking about. Cerebral is my sexiest part. Yes, Diva, you brought that. I like that.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
yes.
Now, it is your turn.
My
bring that delicious, delectable piece.
Well, I too just finished this, I think about an hour ago, maybe a little little over an hour, but I titled this Stay.
All right, the mic is yours, Diva.
Thank you. When I asked you what you saw in me, you said it was my chaos that made me beautiful. And when I asked how, you said after all the trauma, hurt, and pain, not one ounce of hate ever remained. You stimulated my mind, the very essence of the breath following your word inhabits my hidden inhibitions and removes all doubt that I can be completely naked. Your words are like notes of music being written on my spine. No one has ever touched me so deep. Now my selfishness is jealous of not allowing you in sooner. So So I allow myself to feel again, and you have an exclusive invitation to my cream chocolate star. You have no idea what you have awakened. Caress, bite, spit, pull, tease, squeeze. Fill your desires with me. My soul cries out, please, Master, please. Master my body. Explore each and every intricate piece with your tongue and taste my energy. Call my spirit to dance this dance of never-fading sensuality. Touch me again and again, and make me forget my world ever began without you. I need you. I want you. Stay. And that's that piece.
Oh, wait. Well. Okay, you know I saw all the pulling, the licking, and everything else. You know I saw that, right?
That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Absolutely.
I went
I'm not nasty. I got a. We ain't nasty. We just got sexy imaginations, right?
Girl, mine is, I got a one-way ticket to hell for my nastiness, I'm trying to tell you. But it's all good.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't gonna hurt nobody. I ain't trying to hurt nobody.
All right, ma'am.
Well, Diva, are we ready to open up this first microphone?
I'm not sure. I should run and get something right quick, but I'm scared to move.
Go on. I'll give you 5 seconds. Time's up. Got to open up his mic. take a deep breath, Diva. Go.
Yes, and bring him on. Yes.
Oh, my God, that's so poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm doing fine. Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Diva, you all right over there?
I am fine, Diva. No, he didn't get started yet, so I'm okay.
I ain't get started yet, but
y'all started. Forearmed, right?
Y'all started for us.
Started what? Mm-hmm. We started the show.
Mine was totally innocent.
Once you played me Wild Side and then you ended it with Slow Wine for me, girl. You're in a minute. Don't get me started. Slow wine for me.
Oh Lord.
This is build up the trouble.
Great show so far.
Thank you. Now, Diva, you want to ask the question, or you want me to ask him?
I think I can take him on. Okay. So poetic.
Ooh.
What's your stimulation? What's your stimulation, babe? Visual, cerebral, or physical? And what reaches you the deepest and turns you on?
It is definitely cerebral. Because anybody that can dive deep into my mind and cause me to stimulate, baby, we got something to talk about.
I hear it. I'm gonna take a sip on that one. And I'm bringing tea, y'all. Don't assume. No, this is tea. This is green tea. Put a little bit of ginger in it. Don't.
You said Long Island Ice tonight? Yeah. Send me one, too. Send me one, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all doing that to me. Almost put my tea out. No, ain't no Long Island. Nope, ain't been nowhere near Long Island. Okay, so you are mental. You are cerebral. Okay. We got one cerebral, Diva. I'm going to keep notes on this. Keep track of it.
Okay.
Now,
keep track of it. Yes.
What we're going to do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I just said, oh, Lord.
Oh, no. I thought Poetic was saying something. Okay. So. Oh, girl, wait a minute. He ain't even did his piece yet. Oh, my God. She is getting on my nerves. You look at that girl fired. You know that, right?
Listen.
Oh.
You can't fire her. You can't fire her.
Why not? I hired her.
She's the best. She's the best mixologist in the world. She can mix alcohol and conversation and make it sound so good. Mm.
She is the mixologist now. Yeah, I can't deny it. But
so there'll be no fire.
So she don't keep.
Wait a minute.
Did you just pull rank? Wait a minute, Diva. Did he just pull rank on me?
No, there'll be no firing. If you fire her, I'll just hire her right back.
Ooh. He just pulled rank. That's okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
La Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I just love what she does.
All right.
I can't handle
it.
Okay.
What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought some.
The piece is called Turn Me On.
Right then. The mic is yours.
Let me explain something. As much as I love the physical presentation of a woman, and my sexual senses start tingling because I'm a man, there's more that I desire and need, because my cerebral needs to be fed. On that thing that turns me on and touches me deeply, I want my thoughts of you to be so delicious that my brain waves are having multiple orgasms. And each cell within my organism's membranes breathe life's touches of you. Each pattern of sensual thought bonds your physical presence to my essence like glue. The atmospheric energy radiating from your emotions triggers so many mental connections that touch me so deep. So deep that the neurons in me never want to sleep, because the connective muscle tissues complete with spasms of my mental cortex dripping with your visual image that I use to remind my brain that it's all about the way you move me. Sapiosexual and erotically, my God, you turn me on with one simple thought-provoking stimulation. Make me love you with a mental simulation to the depth of her soul that reaches deep into my mind, so deep I lose control. Lost in an emotional feeling of euphoria, wondering if her soul juice will coat my mental trachea, so her being could rest in my lungs. As her physical thought touches my tongue, it's that deep for me. Yeah, she's got to be that deep for me. My God, you turn me on. Stimulate me as you turn me on. In peace.
Lord Jesus, help me. Okay.
You go first. Lord, help me.
Okay. Poetic.
Yes.
I know. Did you say soul juice? That took your, what was that, mental trachea? What was it? Because then you're paraphrasing. Oh, my Lord. What the what? Okay. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. So, all right.
Deep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Your wordplay was exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
I got to calm myself down. See, we ain't heard you play like this on the Love Zone. And in the last couple shows, you were more on a gentler side. But tonight, you done did you know, Lord have mercy.
It's
I love that piece, yo. I got to hear the playback. I need to hear that again. That piece was, oh, my God. I don't have a word for it. It's got me feeling a certain kind of way. You know, we are all sapiosexuals in here, and that did something.
Absolutely. My Lord.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We're going to calm down a little bit, and we're going to bring you back in a little bit later give us the rundown for Epiphany. Because right now, Lord, all right, here you come. Here you come. See, go on over there to the Love Lounge and get your drink. Get you have your conversation.
On my way. I am coming.
You play.
Oh my God.
One love, one mic.
Oh, child. Oh, he's being bad tonight. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone. We got us King Atterbury. Hey, King. How you doing? Welcome to the Love Zone. What's good with you?
We're
trying to recover right now from Poetic and his wordplay. And that tone of his.
How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, Lord.
Just resting the floor, that's all.
All right. I'm going to ask you the question tonight because my diva asked the first caller. Are you ready for this question?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm on deck.
All right. Tonight, he got me all messed up. I'm all right. All right, let me get myself together. Literally, you got me messed up. What's your stimulation? Is it visual, cerebral, or physical? What reaches you deepest and turns you on?
It's all in one package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I can't even say one for sure. I'm like an octopus with tentacles, you know what I mean? So it could be here, there, or almost everywhere. I touch you.
Okay.
When?
All right. You say he's like an octopus with tentacles.
Oh, my.
Ooh,
I'm very handy and observant.
Okay, I'll get it.
Yeah,
I hear it.
Already, my boy.
I don't know if I did. What did I do tonight with this topic?
I'm glad it's not my week.
All right, King. Well, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I brought in a piece called Time.
All right, well. The mic is yours.
All right. When I feel what I know from what is shown from your glow, is the expression from you and I that I feel inside my soul. Just a look or a glance as our smiles start to dance is a remembrance deep inside, leaving me outside of chance, reaching a point of moment that is now without a doubt, become more while en route as we speak from your mouth, or maybe the connection of a true vibrant session. What is destined, protecting a lovely woman, no question. Heart full of gold, I'm fascinated by the energy. Grateful for what she given me, only a sand glass tell. 1,000 wishes for all the quarters thrown in the water. From the first moment I saw her, I knew I wanted to call her King.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
From the first moment
you saw her?
Yes. You knew you wanted to call her? That's dope. Okay.
Indeed.
That's what's up. Go on, Diva.
Mr. Atterbury, would you mind doing that first line over again, please?
Okay. When I feel what I know from what is shown from your glow.
All right now.
I like
the glow tells the story, you know?
The glow explains everything, huh?
Yes, it does. It sound like it ain't no play in you. You just going straight in for the bullseye, like, come here, can I talk to you? Like, yo.
I always do.
That's what's up. That was up. Oh, my goodness. All right,
yeah, thank you.
Awesome piece. Now, before you go, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on out there in the poetry world.
What we got going on is every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Poetry Corner Show, live on Facebook, live on YouTube. It's going to be definitely dope. 8 p.m. We're going to be rocking the house next Tuesday, which is every Tuesday. So be prepared. Anybody want to come through? You know what I'm saying? Hit me on the jack. You know, Joel Washington Atterbury Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Hoping to see you two ladies there next week.
I gotta make up for lost time. I wasn't feeling too up to par the other night, but I got you this Tuesday. I definitely got you.
Always appreciate y'all, you know.
Oh, definitely. You appreciate it, too. Thank you very much. I'm going to send you on over there in the Love Lounge with Poetic. Don't be apprehensive about ordering your drink. I know the mixologist is in the corner talking to Poetic, but she still is up on her job. She still make it do what it do. So you just put your hand up, and she'll come right down there and fix your drink.
No doubt. That's what's up.
All right. One love, one love.
Peace, love, and poetry.
All right. One love, one mic.
Diva, before I open up this next mic, I'm going to throw a station identification in there real quick.
All right.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is The Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy diva, Miss VIP. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And you have, we're coming up on a 10 o'clock hour, so you got another hour. Get on in here and put that hand up and let us hear you spit them fire pieces. See, we're going to open up this next microphone to 334 Music. Hey, Free Duffel, welcome to the Love Zone. How you been?
Well, you know, I'm in a state past the medulla oblongata in which I relegate the fabric of hip bones to descend to the lowest levels we stand on. Do you know what I mean by that?
I think I caught on. Diva, did you catch on to that?
I do believe so, but my work, what a way to put it.
Okay. Y'all just coming out here cutting up.
Yes. For those listening, I make panties drop to the floor.
Well, All right, now.
They're cutting up. I'm telling you, they're cutting up.
How are you ladies tonight?
Ooh, child, I'm having a hot flash right now.
I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm very good.
Yeah.
While I'm flashing, my dudes are she's going to converse with you so I can calm down.
Okay. All right.
Well, C-Double.
Yes.
We would like to know, what's your stimulation, visual, cerebral, or physical? And Hold on a second.
Yeah.
And we also would like to know which one reaches you the deepest and turns you on. That's what we want to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My answer would be, why can't I have them all? But I understand the premise. I understand the premise of what you're asking. And I'm going to go cerebral because I remember a time, I'll keep it short, there was this female that my little brother fixed me up with. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but she was of humongous proportions. And the thing about it was her intellectual conversation is what got us to the next phase. Don't know how I could fit in it, but it happened.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Cerebral.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, we got two cerebrals and one everything. All right. That'll work. Well, Diva, it's your turn to ask the question.
I did ask the question.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yes,
sorry.
I did.
I'm so messed up right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you they got me so wrong. Y'all see,
well,
I am on something else tonight. Well, C-Double, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
What did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because that's what I meant to say.
Okay. I had you.
All right, the mic is yours.
I had you in the palm of my hands at close range. In a sensual embrace, I had you. Inside my fantasies where my mattress became the swimming pool I'd submerge under, I had you in my mind. Imagining stars glistening your bronze skin, your audience, an aura, explaining the complexity, equating your sexual and sensual attempts to grow me like I was still in puberty, to become one with you. That's called community. Even though our differences render us uncommon, I had you wanting me. Without rehashing cliches of fat boys eating cake, no, I had you near me. No pretend or make-believe, I heard you muffle your scream. Enjoy the passionate thrust in this dance we entitled love, causing disturbances where the cops came knocking, equipped with a search warrant for they wanted evidence of what we do. I had you positionally challenged, where the room resembled an episode of Hoarders without rats christened each other all over. There will be no phone call answering. We're too busy in our dizziness, catching breaths and gasps in between. From sloppy seconds, slurping your essence, turning into minutes of maximum commitments, yearning for infinity of intimacy, I had you smiling through shivering. I had you as I hit every spot, even those that you forgot about. I had you past, present, future, timeless. I had you spread eagle like you were from Philadelphia. And this is what I'm telling you. I had you in peace.
Now wait one daggone minute. No, no, wait one daggone minute. You mean wait what? You said I had you spread eagle like you were from Philly.
Well, yes, I did.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
He did.
You gonna fly now?
Oh well, now I'm in Florida.
Yeah, but have we ever traveled, honey? Yo, that was pretty tight. Spread eagle though, for real. My thighs hurt just thinking about it right now. So
well,
good workout though.
Well, I could have said I had you spread past continents. I could have said that.
Lord. No, I'll take the spread eagle. It's a good stretch.
You will?
For sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you will.
I
go
eagle. Yeah, that spread eagle ain't no joke. It's good for the back and the thighs.
Well,
if you do it right, it is. But Lord have mercy. Okay, see, double. Thank you. That piece was awesome today.
Yes.
Yourself, I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge with we got King Atterbury in there and Poetic. He's sitting over there trying to soak up all the mixologists. Time and conversation, but she's still on her job. She still knows what to do. So you just interrupt them for a second and go on and order your drink, and she got you. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. One love,
absolutely.
One mic, and both of you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Diva.
Okay. Why is my imagination is running? And I'm in overdrive.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
What's going on?
I got my drink, though.
You got your drink? Yeah, you need a drink after the way this show. Child. I'll tell you what. why don't I just play a song right now? Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm going to play
absolutely.
A song real quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one?
You made it back to the room, girl, let's get naked. Hop up in the shower, I wanna taste it. Been holding back all night, so why not just come out and say it. I'm gonna stay inside, but girl, I swear if it starts raining, I'ma be playing in puddles. I left my rain boots on, cause I'm jumping in puddles. Screaming like a siren, so when you put out the fire, I'm singing in the rain, just dancing to the noise you make, yeah. I just love it, we make love. Is there ain't something that I could make of? Candy-coated raindrops, oh. That's how you taste of me, oh girl. You ain't gotta hide your face, oh. Want you to see me while I'm sipping on bottles. Some
I'm going to bring Poetic back in here so you can give us a rundown.
All right.
Bethany, are you there? Can I interrupt your little soiree in the back?
I mean, just for a momento, she's got to take care of some other patrons that just showed up. So, I mean, it's okay. She said it was all right. So.
Okay, so we got you for a minute. Okay, that'll work. All right, can you give us a rundown for the week for Epiphany, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Get Down. We want to know if you had the key to our heart, what would you do with it? Friday night's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be The Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be Raw with Rain and essentially Janice. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, we'll be right back here in another edition of The Love Zone with the sexy divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP, and La Perro, La Negra. Back to you, ladies.
Thank you. Very nice. Diva, did that sound rushed? He really wants to get back over there, too.
I got to, man. I can't. Listen. Wise man once told me, you snooze, you lose. So as long as I'm gone... Her attention belongs to someone.
Now good.
Can't have it. Got to get back to it.
She's well, all working. Then. You all right? Take your time. Don't fall. Get over here.
Listen. I know she working. You know, at work, you got work husbands and work wives. You know this.
Oh,
so I'm
Lord.
A work husband on me. Okay? Okay.
Lord, I'm ready to go back over there with her. Yeah, she's pressing the red button. I guess she's done making me drink. Go back over there. Thank you. Diva. I do happen to have another piece if you would like to hear it.
All right. Absolutely. You know, it's the 10 o'clock hour and it's even better. Go ahead.
Go on, girl. All right. This is called Look at Me. You want to know what I want? I want to taste my fresh juices on your fingertips right after you fingered me and rubbed my clit. I want you to bring me in close so both our tongues can take turns flicking and sucking my nipples. I hold my breath together. I want to see your face as I mount and slide you inside and ride slow. I want to feel your eyes on me when I put you in my mouth, sucking and slipping and chasing the saliva with my tongue down your shaft. Watch me wrap my lips around your sack. I want to know how long you can look at me in my eyes after I put my legs on your shoulders before you drop your head in my neck. You want to know what I want? I want your undivided attention. So look at me. And that's that piece. I didn't mean to do that to you. I didn't. As I was reading, I realized I was like, uh-oh, this is not the piece that I intended on doing, but I'm in it now. I may as well go on and follow it through. So.
Yeah. That.
Diva, what else do you have that is delicious for us to listen to?
Well, I think I'm going to do this old piece called The Bite. And if you just close your eyes, you can see it, okay?
All right, the mic is yours.
Thanks. The Bite. He kissed me. Shivers began to run up and down my spine, and perhaps I forgot to breathe. When he asked me, was I okay, I panicked, I'm fine. He went on to kiss my neck and bent to kiss my chest. If he had sucked it, my knees would have buckled. Yet, it was my breast he suckled. He didn't mind my rings, said it was one of the groovy things he liked about me. I liked a lot about him. He moved down to dip his tongue in my navel. I sharply inhaled. He was headed towards my trim. He dug his hands in my hips, raised up to kiss my lips so sweetly, deeply, then flicked my nipple with his tongue and abruptly bit it. I began to drip. He led me to the bed and I needed to taste what was about to fill me. He moaned at my technique but wanted to taste me too. I turned to give him access. Suddenly, he bit my inner thigh, cried out, wait! Was it in pain or pleasure? It was both as I screamed, then creamed. He took me then. I felt our souls mesh. Was it love or lust of the flesh? He was talking nasty, asking me where I wanted it. I was caught up in the moment. I gripped while he stroked. Then he sucked on my chest with another bite. I came immediately. He came right after me. He knew. Oh, my goodness, he knew. Because he bit me again. And, man, did he spew. And that's that piece.
Hold on. You know how visual I am. And it just gets to me. And wait, you say he bit me again. And then he did what? He spewed?
Well,
where you put it at? Hey. No, nasty. Where you put it at?
Well, now. Well.
You know I'm nasty. I need the full visual so I can keep mine.
Oh, my. Well, I don't know.
You can say anywhere. Well, you can see it on your back, buttocks, your thigh, your breast.
No, baby, no.
You may have even given
right
your facial. What do you
right where it was.
I want to know.
That's where he shot it, right where it was, okay?
Okay, I'll take that, and I will put it where I want to see it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. Right. I'm about to open up this mic again. I think we're in trouble. I don't know. All right. Oh, I'm trembling, Lord.
I got my dress ready.
Well, I already sent a message over to Kalinda, and she said we could have him for another minute or so. So, welcome back again, Poetic.
Good to be back. I'll need at least 3 minutes to get this out. At least three.
Oh, okay.
Have all the time.
All right. The mic is yours.
Let me lick that spot right above your navel till you get hot. Demonstrate exactly what I mean when I say I will lick you from head to toe any day. But I'm going to pause right here above your navel because I want you to leak and drip. Golden, creamy honey for me to sip. Coat my throat with your gushing goodness. I like when you render me speechless. So the only sound you hear is, damn, you taste good. Crawl into my pores and excrete your pheromones is my type of mood. As I find the perfect spot to plant my tongue to be satisfied by your skin. My taste buds connected to your sensual spots and I grin, knowing that your orgasm will be orchestrated by me. As I continue to take my tongue on a journey through your adventure land patiently, awaiting for your body to convulse, as your legs shake and I feel your breaths and pulse, changing with each moist glide across your skin. As you pray to your God, help me, cause you're my sin. As my excitement builds from your movements, the softness of you creates unparalleled and unscripted entanglements between my feelings, my emotions, your body, and your wetness. I'm trying to stay focused, but you're dripping on my chest, making my nipples your pussy's moisture rest. Your secretions will eventually turn into a love shower that my bed will welcome hour after hour. You'll become my midnight buffet, so I can eliminate your stress levels of the day. Hold your eruptive nectar at bay until I signal its release in every tantric possible way. The energy that flows in between our chemistry, working diligently to align our chakras pleasantly. But stay still as I continue to crave you, because I'm not done licking that spot above your navel. In peace.
Lord, help.
Help.
I need help. Oh, God.
I do need a drink now. I told you. I sort of got caught on the gushy goodness and, oh my, and Adventureland? And wait a minute. She dripped on your chest? Which,
that part right there.
Oh, Lord.
While I was licking her navel, that's part of her navel.
Oh, my God.
She was just leaking. She was just.
Oh, God. All right, stop. asked him to come on and do another piece. I didn't.
All right, then. I was scared to ask, but okay.
All right. Bring him back to Kalinda, please. Let's bring on the next caller, please.
One love.
Might wear us out here.
One love, one night. All right, let me bring in this caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Christopher Harvey, welcome to the love zone.
How you doing?
Lord, have mercy. Hello, how are you?
Christopher, are you muted?
I'm sorry, I was muted. How are you ladies doing?
Well, we're trying to recover from COVID cases, but we're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I don't know if I'm going to follow poetic with all that tawdriness, but,
you don't have to be tawdry. You don't have to do any of that. Trust me.
But I like it. But I would. Because I know you can't.
But we have to ask the question, and I don't even remember who asked the question last either. So,
I think I asked last.
All right. Well, I will ask. All right, Christopher, are you ready for this question?
I am. I am ready.
All right. We want to know, what's your stimulation, visual, cerebral, or physical? What reaches you deepest and turns you on?
Good question. What reaches me deepest? I'm a strong man, but an hourglass figure makes me the weakest. I love her lips or hips, and how she moans as I suck her fingertips. She's soft as cotton, but I make her clit stiff. I write my initials in small of her back. I use my tongue because she loves when I do that.
I get lost in a waistline. I'm a sucker for a body, so I don't waste time. I take a pic of her drips like we do on FaceTime. I love her bold legs and the sexy way she walks. I'm like a predator, so I give credit to her right before I begin to stalk. I watch her every step like a vulture or a hawk, looking for his prey. I go in a trance as her buttocks switch and sashay. I love how she prances with grace and precision. It makes me send her block hard. I want to split her like a decision. Then before she wakes up, I put my tongue on her incision. But I'm not just about the physical. I want it all, even the residuals. I'm going to go through her like hormones, then get drunk off hormones. I'm a carnivore, so I'll suck the meat from her bones. But I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I send her to the love zone, but I can't refrain. I want to give brain to her brain. I'm a demon who was trained to drive women crazy. Now, before this gets too racy, I want to explore her mental. We'll talk and walk, and we'll learn what she's into. I want to see her goals as we look into her views. Then I'll swallow her thoughts and make her say, damn, I'm into you. In peace, divine demon. I want it all.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, I see why your name is Divine Demon. Oh, my
God. You didn't give us no warning or anything.
Diva, I knew what he could do, okay?
I had some
little licks of him. I've had his poetry in my ear before.
Wait.
Sorry.
Wait, did you say I had a couple of licks of him?
Sorry, I meant, that's not what I meant. Wait a minute.
That's the way you come across.
I'm sorry. I've heard you before many times.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? But Christopher, you know what you did, though? You kept it classy. You didn't just go in raw and crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I like because I had all that visual, trust and believe.
Did you?
So,
did y'all hear that special line when I hit the love zone line, though?
Yeah,
I did, and I loved it. It actually snapped me out of the trance that I was in listening to those words you spitting. I said, okay. Y'all got me lightheaded. I'm going through changes right now. That piece was so dope. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the reason why you are called Divine Demon. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
And Diva, Diva, don't forget,
mm-hmm.
He's at all.
Child, Lord have mercy on my soul. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Thank you for calling in and spitting that magnificent piece that did not help with me being all worked up. I thought I was going to calm down a little bit. But I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge with Poetic and C-34. And King Atterbury, go on in there and get yourself a drink. Don't be surprised when you see Poetic in the corner with my mixologist. He kind of occupies her time, but she still got you. Order what you want. Drinks are on me.
I'm sneaky about this when the women come in. I won't be around the window with your hard legs.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I hear
you.
Oh, well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you so
well, love
much.
One mind.
No well, problem. Thanks for
that one.
Yeah, stay sweet.
You too. So, I don't know if I can handle this. Okay. Lord, let me play another Epiphany Station identification. Is it time? Because they got me all discombobulated and up in here. All right, I'm going to play it anyway. Lord have mercy on my soul.
This is Epiphany Radio. The For Real Network. Your Porto Yacht Outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon to the other.
Epiphany.
He did that with class, though. He wasn't walking. You know what I'm saying? He was really good about it.
Girl,
I love
let me
it.
Tell you something. You ought to know, classy or not, when you are sapiosexual and they come in with those particular words and phrases.
Yes. The way
that the tone of the voice, you know, Lord have mercy. Okay, we're going to open up this next microphone to more trouble. She's my dog. This is Blaze. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight? I'm going to have to mute myself for a second and check my dog. So, BB, you go ahead.
I'm doing good, ladies. How you feeling?
No, we're good. My goodness. Okay. So, and while she's checking her dog, it's my turn to ask. So,
yes, ma'am.
Blaze, what's your stimulation, visual, cerebral, or physical? And what reaches you deepest and turns you on?
Oh, cerebral, starting off. Because I like to get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get in your head. I like for you to get on mine.
Okay. I heard
already
that.
Then.
No.
Alrighty then.
What did you bring?
Oh my.
Child. They just being bad tonight, but I know that's my fault. It's my fault. I did this. Blaze, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Just imagine yourself after some good loving in the corner fetal position as you just don't know what else to do at that point. The title in a fetal position. I know you're like, wow. I woke up in bed to that famously delicious smelling early morning meal. Well, babe, I just wanted to have you depart from a very good sleep while arriving into the, I'm not so sure if I'm awake or if being put into a trance and how good your hands feel. I feel coincided with an aromatic shiatsu. The fruitiness and efflorescence in the fragrances were used to hypnotize the mentality, see, snatch you up while my hands are cascading across your shoulder blade, causing the heart and soul of your eyes, mind to drift into a closed down and hold your faith. You so happen to take a glance while in this trance to only by chance allow your eyes to uncontrollably dance with the petals of roses placed and caged. Set stage for you to be dazed and amazed and how and now I have you crazed in this warm silkiness while you're trying to understand how I all of a sudden made it down to your legs, causing you to release the milky waves of milkiness, leaving you so enamored that you've forgotten your real address. And at the same time, you seem not to even fucking care because you no longer are feeling stress. You and all your splendor and power try to hold back on what's ours willfully, but I'm on this end, tasting your unwillingness. And matter of fact, in it, I decided to take bath. And I've yet to have gotten to your calves. At this point, I've probably done way more than tapped your spot. I've more or so dragged and dropped your candy shop into uncharted territories, prepping to eat up and beat up that strawberry mango-filled apricot, and you might think that's all, folks. No, it's not Daffy Duck, because I'm just getting to your ankles. And even right at this very moment, you're silently begging me to spank you while coincidentally saying, thank you. I'm leaving and have left nerves mangled and entangled in a multitude of uncontrollable shakes and convulsions. My apologies. I forgot to tell you that before you took this ride with my body evaporating hand glides throughout your glam slide to be very, very careful taking precautions, because by the time I'm finished, your entire soul will be pleased, yet diminished, toes curled up, due to surviving what was seemingly romantic. Now you're feeling like you just survived a lethal mission because you're tremoring, remembering that's how you ended up in that fetal position. Take everything to please you off your checklist, because I've done over and beyond what I came to do. You deboning me and me deveining you, we both are breathless. Now it's time for your breakfast. Fetal position. And peace.
Well, all right. Okay.
Well, then. Well, this
y'all is cutting up. Am I muted? I'm so out of it right now with this being worse. Y'all got my ass hot. Okay. Yeah, I'm unmuted. Okay. Oh, Lord. I'm going to have a talk with myself after this show.
First of all, fetal position. Woo! Are you leaving the lady in a fetal position, or you going to be in one? I lost track.
I'm not going to be in one. I'm the one getting the fetal position.
The one putting her in their position. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm the director.
All right, thank you very much for your management, and I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge with everyone else. Okay, I can't even call their names no more right now, because I'm so lightheaded. They got me all worked up like this.
I might have to take over poet spot.
Oh, no, you ain't getting that. I'm going to tell you that right now. It ain't even going to happen. I'm trying to tell you. You ain't going to fight, honey, because Kalinda ain't getting. She's stuck. She is stuck. I'm trying to tell you. She's stuck. She ain't giving up her spot, so it ain't even happening. But I'm going to send you over there anyway. You order your drink. Drinks are on me. But don't forget to tip my mixologist.
You sure the drinks are on you? You sure the drinks are on you? Because I like to drink them off.
Drinks are on you.
If the drink is on you, I can serve them all for you if they're on you.
Play one love, one bite.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. My apologies.
One love, one bite.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, Diva. I'm going to open up this next microphone. We go from Blaze to Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hello,
how are you doing tonight, Sir Lawrence?
Greetings, ladies. You know, I do fine, actually, and everything. I hope I sound pretty clear. I'm on my way home driving. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
We're not going to keep you on long since you're driving. So I'm going to ask the question.
What's happening?
What's your stimulation? Visual, cerebral, or physical? What touches you deepest and turns you on?
Oh, wow. That's a pretty solid question. But, you know, the problem with that, it's not a one answer because it depends on the person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, I mean, because some people, I don't want to sound like I'm suspect a lot or something like that, but the thing is this right here. Some people you can get with, and they can make you go into your bag. And then some people you get with, you know, it's just, you know, it's just the act itself. So that's a depending on the person for me answer, because I can be stimulated visually with the right person. I can be stimulated in other ways with the right person. And some people, you know, they can just make the whole top spin. I'm just saying. You know, I've had people just, you know, I think I went around the world. And then I had some people that I just barely went down the street. So, you know, I think it just really depends on the person.
That's fair. And, you know, it's true. I've had different lovers in my lifetime. I've dealt with different people, and they have stimulated me differently. Some deep, some not so deep. Some stimulate me. They did different people, different personalities bring different energies, and they can stimulate you differently. My number one thing is definitely cerebral. That right there will gain you access to me, the real me inside, what's going on. So thank you for that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you know that too, but see, you know, it's so many people don't know what they're doing. So that's why that one doesn't rank as high for me like that. But I can appreciate it. It can rank high right there, you know, if they understand the process. But anyway.
Okay. You're right. That's why I do energy.
Yeah.
More so than anything.
I know that's right. Because they got, you know, they have this stuff. It's called honey dust. You familiar with that?
No.
Yeah, that honey dust is some kind of serious. Honey dust sometimes can bring them out of their act. But I'm just saying, you know, that's some of that Kama Sutra line. But anyway, it's a really, really fine, fine powder. And it tastes like honey. And it also has the applicator, which is a feather.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's intense.
You have to remember it's a dust. It's not powder. It's a dust, you know. That's why the application is a feather. But anyway,
Right.
I understand. Right. I definitely understand that. Well, I'll tell you what, Sir Lawrence. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I parked because actually this is one of my archive pieces, and I happen to have this one memorized, so that's perfect.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
What is her name? Since we haven't met, I can only imagine her amatory as I see you and her being very close. Taking the time to deal with her with much care, even down to brushing her hair. Her lips, even though lately she hasn't had much to say. Will she be more talkative with the right microphone? You know, if a thermometer isn't inserted properly, you can't get an accurate body temperature. The best part of anything is the middle or center.
like tasting something good to eat. When you take it from one side of your mouth to the other, the real savoring is the anticipation on its way to the other side. The thought of her succulence makes me continue. Her warm moistness surrounding and cascading over me will make me take you to the place where you hide your bag of freedoms. Oh, shoot. I forgot the rest of it. So we're going to have to pause it right there.
Well, all right. You
for
can
me,
pause.
You see, it's being in tune with positive pressure. It's like a key when inserted into a lock. The right key will unlock the door, but one must turn on the knob to open the door. Then there's admittance into the room. Once in the room, discoveries take place, like what's in the room. How do the walls feel? Is the floor slippery? Do I need to nudge some furniture to come all the way inside? Have you noticed that there are three levels, upper, center, and lower? That's the difference of running in and out or taking the time to notice. You know, whatever her name is, somehow I feel I already know her. Shalark.
You already know her? You feel you already know her, or do you already
I feel I already know her.
All right, now. Well, you know, everything vibrates and everything is on a frequency. So feeling her, you probably do know her. But I like that piece, Sir Lawrence. That was all right.
Thank you.
Diva.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, look, I was like, woo, you got to turn that knob. I'm like, whoop.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Right there with you.
That's it.
All right.
I understand totally.
Yes. Well, thank you very much,
right,
Sir Lawrence. And we'll set you over there in the Love Lounge with everybody. Go on there and order yourself a drink. Drinks are on me. One love,
ooh,
one
wait.
Night.
Ooh, wait. One love, yeah. One night.
Hey, Diva, guess who we got next?
Yeah.
Ooh. I saw the Mr. Metaphor.
Well,
yeah,
goddammit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm
start here we is.
Well,
you hear me, Dave?
Here we is. How you ladies doing? Let me mute your TV and shit. I thought I was going to be at the end of the show. I wanted to be back there in the rookie section and shit. When the last call when everybody hang up so nobody hear me fuck up.
You got to be a rookie to be in the rookie section. You ain't nothing. You might be a lot of things, but you are a rookie. It's not one. I'm going to start calling you the voice. That's the metaphor, yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought I had the voice.
That
metaphor got me good.
Well, on the male side,
you got that voice. Every time I hear you talk on the air, Peter leave the gate.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. Make me want to grab a Stetson and some chaps. Shit.
Oh my God.
What I'm talking about? Shit, climb on and ride.
Lord have mercy.
VIP, it is your turn to ask the question.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Metaphoria.
Yes.
Tell me,
VIP.
What What's your stimulation, visual, cerebral, or physical? And what's the what touches you the most, babe, and turns you on?
Well, I'm going to go with cerebral because, you know, I don't know all them fancy words, but cerebral to me sounds like head. And head definitely turns me the fuck on. Like, wonderful thing. Whenever I get it, like, I appreciate it. Even if they ain't too good at it, because some of them won't learn, so they keep going. You know, they try to get better. Practice make perfect. And I'm willing to be a participant in the practicing. I like the mental, too, though. You know, it can't be dumb as a bag of rocks. You got to at least be able to have a conversation. You know, a good session of conversing can be a turn-on as well, you know. Okay. And the physical, long as they smell good. You know, I don't want to show up smelling like fried pork chops or nothing, but, you know, at least smell like Japanese cherry blossom, and then I can roll with that.
Okay.
All right. So like a little mixture of all three.
Okay. So it's all clear for you. All right. All right. Well, definitely. Well, that's our third one that went for all three. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Melancholia.
Yeah.
So, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to?
I got a little something on the strip, y'all. It's called Sweat.
The mic is yours.
Whenever y'all ready. All right. There's been something on my mind for quite a long time. Much more than just simple thoughts of a slow wind and pelvic grind. More like visions of life-altering encounters. Like experiencing out-of-body experiences repeatedly as I make your mental climax and send your physical into convulsions. I want to be the orator to your every orifice. I want to sing songs of good morning to all in which I just kiss goodnight and the time in between. Such a beautiful scene is nothing more than a blink of an eye. I want to romance your wildest imagination, seduce your strongest inhibitions to the point of submission and introduce you to passion your soul has been needing you never known. Twisted intentions of the unmentionable intended for every cavity and crevice that needs tending to. I want to service your secret surface. Serve me your secret daily kept by Victoria and every secretion will be consumed in completion. I want to tattoo a kiss of immeasurable bliss upon your memory that was erased yesterday and eternally placed today into your wishes of tomorrow. I want to do things to you that make you blush just thinking about them. I want to make you sweat. As our natural oils mix, we slip and slide the glory and pride of man and woman, becoming one. And although we're becoming one, we're becoming more than you could ever fathom. And so movement fails your limbs and speech fails your tongue. And you gaze upon your paralyzed beauty and what it has become. Realize that I'm the one you've always needed. I want more than just to make you wet. Every time you think of me, I want to make you sweat. In peace.
Woo, Lord.
Babe. Mr. Metaphoria, shit.
I got stuck on that line. And order. What is it? The order to
order,
my orifice.
I
want to be the order to your every orifice.
Lord have mercy.
Damn, that's some sexy shit. Fuck, am I unmuted? Because I almost forgot. Damn.
Well,
that was hot. That was sensual. And you're talking about different words. You was working on up. Yeah, you definitely tapped into the sexual. Shit, we know you right now. Okay. The screen is messing up a little bit. Okay. Wait a minute. There you go. Okay. All right, Dave. Mr. Metaphoria.
Mm-hmm.
It's got me all discombobulated. God have me. I'm going to send you on over there to grab a few drinks. Poetic's in the corner. He's occupying the time of the mixologist. So you just put your hand up and she got you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather prefer to come take two shots at the host table.
Y'all just keep hosting.
I'll just keep drinking.
All right. We got you. All right, Dave. Thank you. Oh shit, the last. All right, you got to go. I can't. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva,
we're about to get swayed again. I feel it coming.
I know, and I'm so looking forward to it. Lord have mercy. We're going to open up this next mic from Mr. Metaphoria to J. Rob the Wise Son, you sexy intellectual. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing, J. Rob?
So I've made it to the Love Zone in a nick of time, in between heartbeats. Is that what we say?
Oh, God. Oh, God. The voice. Yeah.
Help me.
Trust me when I tell you I'm not half as cute as my voice, but I'll try my best because I'm going to come up behind Mr. Metaphoria. Good evening,
ladies. We'll be the judge of that. We'll be the judge of that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Where's my fan? Okay.
Listen, tonight's a good night. Got a glass of blueberry wine.
Ooh.
I'm on the Love Zone. I'm part of Epiphany Radio Universe. And who's ever listening, tonight's a treat. Because Mr. Metaphoria came through, y'all know it's a treat. I'm just here so I don't get fired.
I thought you were here because you loved us.
Blueberry wine, that's what's up. Yes, ma'am.
I'm
going
to ask you this question.
Please do.
What is your stimulation? Visual, cerebral, or physical? What reaches you deepest and turns you on?
All three. Because when I see a woman, that's the infatuation of my desires. It's exactly what I see first. Could be the way her legs look in a pair of heels. It could be the way she walk. It could be a little slant in her eyes. It could be how clear her skin is, how her hair is done. I'm a real Libra, so that physical shit gets me. And then in talking to her, I'm going to figure out what level of intellect she's carrying. And especially if she's way smarter than me, you already got my attention because I gotta catch up, even though I hold my own. And then all the other things, the attributes, I'll pile on top of that. But if you got me with the first two, then yeah, we can rock. But if you're physically outstanding and intellectually still, I'm already turned off. So I'll figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
I like a smart woman.
You like challenge.
Because I can't have conversations in empty rooms and call it a conversation.
Absolutely. So you like a challenge. Your thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, within reason, I guess. I'm not trying to make it a competition. I'm a true sapiosexual, and I like a woman with some intellect about her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Diva, they coming in here with
got
voices tonight. Go ahead.
A sapiosexual that's filthy, let me tell you, that's a rare unicorn.
Brilliantly filthy. Filthy. I know what you're saying. Lord have mercy. I don't even know if my body can handle what you're about to do to it. Oh, Lord. These words. Speaking of sapiosexual. Okay. J. Rob, the wise son, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
I've got some poetic origami for y'all, if y'all don't mind.
Oh, the mic is yours.
This piece is entitled, I Have Missed You. In a letter to you, I found among others that I thought I threw away a long time ago, I found crumpled paper from my first love.
in it she asks me if I missed her. Do I miss the sweet kiss, the sweet hiss of her kiss as her lips prepare for kisses before my pen meets paper, before ideas begin to flicker, before we become us. She asks if the softness of freshly picked pussy willows are as delicate as her emotions that are attached to being what we used to be to one another, softly saying, I miss you. She said, I've missed the youthful exuberance of your penmanship, the rhythmic tone of your words, the way they slow danced on rainbows resembling multicultural concepts of forever, and how I felt when you introduced yourself to me. But do I miss this, though? Do you miss the sweet kiss of building up us by placing pictures on canvases eloquently and verbally? Did you think of me? Did you remember what I sound like when I was whispering to you that I couldn't let go of anything that came out of your mouth, so I put my mouth on yours so it would always remain silent and came from you, it was in me, so I could say it for you? Do you remember how I felt being told that this is what it is and what it was when it was me that your pen told stories to? So tell me, do you miss me? Do you miss all of me, the pencil side, the spilled ink side, the emotional side, the anger, the history of droplets that look like us staring somewhere into forever, ever verbally? Baby, I'm asking you a question. Come on, do you miss me? Because I've missed us. I've missed you. I've missed this. It's a delicate balancing act on a high wire, missing you and you missing me. And then she said, I'm just glad you're back, because I've missed you too. With all my love and all my kisses, I'm going to forever be your lady. You're never leaving me. I will forever be who you need me to be. I am your official ride or die ever since the day that you met me. I am poetry. Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm swooning. I'm swooning. Oh, I love it.
My God.
How did I know you were going to end that with poetry? Something was telling me. Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. That is spoon worthy, finger snapping, all that in a bag of chips. Oh. Matter of fact, not chips, Doritos. I'm going to take a high. Oh, my goodness. That was lovely.
That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just playing us. Oh, man. That was absolutely beautiful, J-Rob. Now, before you, it's so many, the whole piece is my favorite. I can't even pick a line or stanza out of there that I like more than the other. The whole piece just had me engulfed. I'm just, oh, God, it was beautiful. Thank you. Now, J-Rob, what do you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Let me tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, tomorrow night, starting at 9 o'clock in the evening, Epiphany Radio proudly presents The Get Down with your host, the incomparable Van Meadows, who's better known as Poetic, and yours truly, John Robinson, better known as J-Rob, the wise son. And tomorrow, I want to know something. Answer this question poetically. If I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? We're going to explore that tomorrow night on The Get Down. Come through and let us know what's up with you. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Can't wait. Thank you, ladies.
I can't. Me too, Neva. I can't wait to. Oh, my God. That is best right there. Oh, I got something to say. I can't wait till my pen is over here vibrating to get to the paper. to write about that. Like, damn, I'm trying to tell you, that is my, I'm in my element. You say something like that, you ask me a question like that, child.
And the the question is, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? If I gave it to you?
Well,
or
not so much John Robinson.
If I'm talking to you, and
you're
like, well, I'm trying to be in a relationship with you, the question that I would ask is, okay, sweetheart, if I truly gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it?
My God.
I'm already guarded. So what would you do with this key?
Wow. I'm going to write now, but I got to finish this show. Lord, have mercy. I can multitask. J-Rob, that was an exquisite piece. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us a piece of you.
I loved it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to send you over there with your brother. She has my mixologist occupied, but she still is on her job. So you just raise your hand and she got you. Drink her on me. All right?
You're so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo, child. They, you know what? Tonight was
they killed us tonight.
Exceptionally, the first poet to the last.
Yeah.
We had the best of them. We definitely had the best of them. I couldn't ask to end it any better than the way it just
did. No. Absolutely.
Girl. This was wonderful. It made me lightheaded and everything. But, yes, I'm, you got some closing words for people?
Absolutely,
you know?
I do. Okay, as we close the show, I noticed somebody.
Wait. You got another caller? Yeah,
so
we got another caller.
We have one last caller. Okay. Bring the caller in.
I'm going to open up this microphone to area code 518. Welcome to the love zone.
I know who it is. That's why I was laughing.
Richard from Flatbush. Hey, Liz.
Can I finish welcoming you into the love zone?
Yeah.
Hello, okay. Mojave. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Like, nice to see you. I'm sorry I'm so late, but, you know, I had to come over here and pay my respects to Big Philly Jones. Little Philly Jones is in Philly, and the other one that's in Florida, Florida. Yes, what's happening, ladies?
Doing all right. How are you, hon?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. How are you, Miss VIP? So sexy.
I'm wonderful.
How are you? Well, I'm good. You sounded like a shirt. The spray with spray and starch. You got to loosen that up. Come on now. You can't be over here.
Well, I did say, how are you?
I know. You got to be free. Come on. Be free. Come on. Be free. Let yourself be free. Let your mind and soul be. Just relax. Think of that wave of water. Let it just flow all over you. Make you feel. Oh, come on. Come on, Luscious. Come on.
All right.
Look to a sexy, talent, wheeling body. Come on.
No. All right, Diva, it's your turn to ask the question, I believe.
VIP is a specimen. She is a specimen. I'm trying to tell you, she is a specimen. Fine. She cover up everything. She won't be the cookie lady. Don't be the cookie lady. Be the lady that keeps the cookie. Yes.
What's your stimulation? Visual, cerebral, or physical? What reaches you the deepest and turns you on?
Oh, that voice turns me on, VIP. That's what's happening. Mm.
I got
Lord
something.
Have mercy.
Listen,
for me, it's cerebral. It's then like it's cerebral, then it's physical because I am a part physical being. But I like someone who can get into my head and make me feel and think about them in the way that I do. That's the incredible thing. Like if I can feel you in my mind, you know, in my fifth dimension, where I can literally see you cinematically portray different roles in my head, then that's dope. And then physically, if you got the smuckers, then I want to jam.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I can dig that.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely dig that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is the mind for me. It's definitely the mind for me. Now, Mojave, what did you
mm-hmm.
bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I think I'm a goofball. Because I think it's
okay.
Good to goofball. But I think it's mm-hmm. great to goofball. Yeah, but I got to figure out which was. Because I'd be forgetting the label stuff. Because I was doing a bunch of stuff in the background. Hold on.
All right, well. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I gotta make sure I got some stuff. I got it. But hold on, let me check. No, that's not it. Who am I at? All right, hold on. In the meantime, in between time, I have no idea what I'm doing today. But, where are we at? No, that's not it. Okay, there we go. Is that too loud?
It's fine.
Okay. Whomever said that you fall out of love fast lies. It is slow, methodical, painful, arthritic. You trip, stumble about, mumble. It is a slow onset of dementia, and your heart forgets and remembers only hurts. Responds accordingly as this cough that never goes away, the struggle to keep your throat from being scratchy from all the terrible things we say. The struggle to keep your chest clear, mad about what you fear, and all that you fear becomes real. Those things that once created your happy now destroy you. A kiss that you cannot recapture, desire that won't return, and I can never see it. It's the pain. We never get past the pain. We hope that we can awake from nightmare, the loss, the tears, the memories, the act of how your lips chase perfect the shape of manhood, willingly into iron through the softest tongue, the slick like flame blowing gentle breeze, quaking my knees, twisting into knocked stomach and toes. This is not that tale of your copulation. Oh, how you wanted me, how your gaze spoke love to my heart, how your kiss was a minister of information, disseminating wisdom, how your wiles, the content of your smile, this moment to become long in a while to lose these days. In a deep embrace, the sustenance of our love, making the spirit nutrients and giving in exchange and food is just a break. And just to have this moment, just to think of you and think of how they will please you. Arousal, sleep won't come. My eyes refuse to go back to the memory of you standing in a nightgown waiting for me. Make you remember how your hips could shoot me, make me beg as life leaves me, how you would believe me, divest me of my seminal fluids to taste the sweetness, made me slave, made me toil in pleasure to suck you till you gaze, and you gaze. The wetness I proudly wore as a trophy,
I miss the weight of you close to my chest, tied in the vest with just enough space to lift your head and kiss. Then lift hips and begin to rotate smoothly till your woman is filled with my ejaculate. How messy your hair, dripping with sweat. How soon I forget. I stand in a desert, thirsty for your oasis, the parched earth of my desire, the kindling for my fire. And I fight these 40 winks, afraid to blink and think what it means to yearn, to feel so deeply, to want and not have, to go unfulfilled, to not get past this pain, to remain in a state awake. Oh.
He's such a romantic. He's a big old love bug. I love that piece, man. Yeah.
Swoon worthy. Swoon worthy.
Always. Always. Thank you for that, Harry. I love that piece. But before I let you go, you have to tell us what you got going on in the Tiffany universe.
I have no idea.
What?
No idea.
Oh, Lord. Like, you got that much going on?
I'm lost. No, I was like, I'm lost. So I was like, okay. I don't know. You know, I was like, you know. Did War Council, did Fly Street, did Honey Drippers. I don't know. Get all those.
One of your shows. One of them.
One of them. I mean, we got stuff in the 100-drip chat, in the 100-drip group. But, I mean, we got some good stuff going on in the War Council chat. Yeah, matter of fact, we got some real good stuff in the War Council chat. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe a hybrid show. Who knows?
Okay. Well, whatever it is, it's going to be dope. I know that.
Absolutely. We're going to try to make it do what it do. We had some fun the other night. That was fun. That was super
fun.
Oh,
man, did we? I still feel the effect for that one.
Oh, Lord Jesus. They were, I don't know. 569. It was real wet over there. It's just crazy.
Lord have mercy. No.
I mean, really.
All right, Mojave Love. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. You got Poetic, you got J Rob, you got King Atterbury, you got C Double. Everybody over there. And go grab yourself a drink. Drinks are on me. Thank you for calling. Right. Thank you for that wonderful piece. One love, one love.
One love, one mic.
Oh,
one love, one mic.
All right, Diva, let's try this again. Where I give those last words, closing words for the show.
Absolutely. To all the wonderful men that came out tonight, we really appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. You've come and you've conquered. So, with that being said, everybody, take care of yourselves, please. The virus is not over. Wear your masks. Do whatever you need to do not to get this crazy, dreadful virus. Just take it easy, everybody. Diva.
Thank you, Diva, and thank you for hosting with me. Once again, this show don't work without you, love. And yes, everybody, I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself and be kind to yourself. This relationship is going to last you for the rest of your life. Okay, so you might as well make it good. Continue to love one another and respect one another. And yes, please be safe. As we tell it, we got another wave of this COVID coming through soon. So y'all be safe, all right? I love y'all for calling in. Thank you, every last one of you. Yes, you gentlemen, y'all brought the fire tonight. Got me worked up, got my co-host all worked up and a little off balance, but it's all good. It's all good. Y'all left us feeling really, really good. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
You know you ride it right. I might just die tonight, but you know I'm still coming through, baby. I know it's bad for me, and you know it tastes so sweet. I think I need your abuse, baby. Abuse, baby. No, I love it, yeah, I love you. Ain't nothing better for me now. Girl, you do damage to me. No, I love it, yeah, I love you. Ain't nothing better for me now. In your poison, babe. Your love and I drown between your thighs. I'm still here, ain't no excuse, babe. I see you in my sleep. I'm scarred beyond belief. Ain't nothing you can make me do, baby. Yeah, I love you.